Slocum in the morning. This is Will County's News Talk Sports 1340 WJOL. I'd like to welcome into our WJOL studios. She's a resident of Shorewood, Illinois, a mother of two, a wife, and a former Minooka School Board member. Her name is Lori Lakota. She joins us live on WJOL Radio. Lori, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely so. And as I always do, as a point of full disclosure, I've known Lori Lakota for, what, 10 years?
At least.
Our sons played soccer together for Three Rivers Soccer, and then Rush, and then played against each other in junior high and for basketball, and did not go to high school together, but still remain friends to this day. And I've known the Lakota family for a long, long time. Just complete full disclosure up front. So people, when they listen to this going, oh, did you know that Slocum knows Lori Lakota? Yeah, I know a lot of people, and I just happen to know you as well. So with that said, let's get into what did or did not happen. If you don't recall the story, and I'm sure you did because it blew up on social media, Lori was accused of making racial statements at a school board meeting. And we will talk about what was said or was not said. She was then sent out into a situation where there were probably 700 or 800 people in the auditorium, if not more.
Yep, quite a few.
Unbeknownst to her, to listen to allegations made against her by people who did not have facts. And then subsequently, a couple of days later, Lori resigned from her position. So let me start by saying as well, you won two elections in 2015 and 2019, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I think you were the leading vote getter both times.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So you had just won re-election in April, and this all went down when? In May?
In May.
Okay. So take us to that night. In that school board meeting, were you made, according to some people, racial statements? What happened that night?
The night of the meeting?
Mm-hmm. Not the school, not the big meeting in the original, when the statement was allegedly made.
Okay. Well, the school board had recently completed and adopted a strategic planning goals.
Okay.
Five goals.
All right.
And one of the goals was to recruit and develop and retain great teachers and leaders to achieve the district's mission.
Okay.
So after we adopt the goals, it's the administration's task to come up with measurements for these goals. And at the committee meeting, the former principal gave only one measurement for the goal of recruiting, developing, and attaining great teachers. And his measurement was to track and look at the demographics of the teachers.
Okay.
And so I asked the question, okay, so how will knowing the demographics of the teachers tell us if we are recruiting, developing, and retaining great teachers? And the room was silent. He didn't have an answer. So I then said, well, how then is this a measurement? Why should this be a measurement if it doesn't tell us how we're obtaining that goal? And that was all that was said at that meeting. That was it.
You were accused of saying, I don't want my daughter, who's white, being taught by a black teacher. That's what you were accused of saying.
Correct.
But all you said was, how do demographics lead us down the road of having the best possible teachers?
Yes.
So you never said, my daughter, black teachers, anything like that at all?
Absolutely not. Anyone who knows me knows that it doesn't matter what a teacher looks like.
Have other school board members corroborated what you said as well?
Well, absolutely. And there's recorded meetings where all of the school board members at a meeting were told that this rumor was coming out. And we all sat in disbelief, even the administration that was there, the superintendent, the assistant superintendent, all of the board members were in complete and total shock that this statement was even made by the principal, because it never was made.
So how did it go from the statement that you just said this morning on this program to, I don't want my teachers being taught by black teachers. I might my kids being taught by black teachers. Well, how did it go from 0 to 60 miles an hour?
Well, one of the teachers who is the representative of the union came to the board president.
Mm-hmm.
And said, you have a racist member on the board who said this. So in doing more digging, Mr. Brozovich found out that the rumor came from Mr. Keysweater, the former principal.
Okay.
So at that meeting, everyone was in complete shock, like I said, and we all decided that we needed to write a letter to the teachers to tell them this is not the truth. This did not happen. So the letter was written, and people just chose to ignore it.
Chose to ignore it altogether. So the comments that got out, or the comment that got out that you were a racist, you think it came from the principal?
Well, it did. It was confirmed.
It was?
Yes, that it came from the principal.
And that was the reason for his...
No, that wasn't the only reason. There were a lot of things, a lot of contentious issues that had happened in the past, but the board decided that that was probably the last straw. If you can't trust your principal to be truthful, then he's not the man for the job. And this is all in recorded closed session meetings. So
Mr. Kieswetter then resigned.
He did resign.
Okay. So here's the million-dollar question. So why didn't, when all this was going on, and you're getting hammered on social media, you walk in front of a packed auditorium that you didn't know was going to be packed with students and teachers and community members, why didn't someone at that meeting, including the board president, Mike Brozovich, stand up and say, folks, she didn't say what you think she said? Why did that not happen?
Well, he made a brief statement at the beginning that said the allegations weren't true. But for over two hours, there were people berating me. There were people accusing me. Every time that rumor was stated, I feel that he should have stood up and said, hold on a second. You are using, you know, this is not true. This did not happen. So if you have a racial issue or something that you want to discuss, let's discuss it. But she did not say that. So let's regroup. You know, let's teach the kids that you can't keep berating someone for 2.5 hours over a rumor.
Right.
Because after that, I received death threats. I received, I hope you get cancer. You should commit suicide. Lots of negativity. And these students should have been corrected, and the teachers, every time they were told, they were accusing me of something that I did not do, that the entire board knows that I did not say and did not do. And once again, that's all in recorded meetings.
I just can't believe that the other board members as well didn't stand up and put an end to this. It could have been so easy to stop right then and there.
Well, we were given some information from the board president that we were not to respond. And being a board member that tried to do the right thing, I tried to listen, but I just, the emotions on stage, it's really hard to be accused of something when you know it's not true,
right,
and beat up for something when you know it's not true. And I just couldn't handle it anymore. Now, two of the board members that were there were not at the original meeting when this happened, because they had just been elected. There was one board member who said that when I stood up and someone said, we just want someone to say that this did not happen, she shook her head no, it did not happen. And she said that she did that, so I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
The board president sat silently, the superintendent sat silently, and the assistant superintendent sat silently, and they were all in the room knowing that it was never said. None of this was ever, ever said.
Visiting with former Minooka School Board member Lori Lakota, Shorewood resident here on 1340 WJOL. Well, let's talk a little bit about the actual meeting itself. You thought it was going to be a regular school board night meeting, right? Where you go into the school board chambers and there was no one there, and you went down to the auditorium. Take us from there.
Yes, I went to where the meeting was supposed to take place. Nobody was there. So usually when we have a meeting elsewhere, it's in the auditorium. I went to the auditorium and I saw many, many, many people in there. I was absolutely floored at what was taking place.
No warning, no emails, no text messages ahead of time saying, hey, this thing's getting out of control?
I did not get any information. I knew that there was going to be some people there who were going to be protesting the resignation of Ron Kieswetter.
Okay.
And that's what I knew.
You did not know you were walking into a hornet's nest?
I did not.
Did the other board members know?
I do not know.
Okay. So you finally spoke up, much to the chagrin, if you will, of Mr. Brozovich. And what did you say to the crowd? And they obviously weren't buying it. Do you recall exactly what you said that night?
Oh, you know what? It is such a blur. I just know that I vehemently denied ever saying anything to that effect. And there were people in the crowd that I knew, people I went to high school with, people who had been to my house, who had jumped on the bandwagon and started accusing me of this. And I just could not believe it.
Have you ever made anything remotely controversial, any statements made on social media, any comments out in the public or heck, even privately, that would lead people to believe this?
You know, I don't know. It depends on what you consider controversial. I believe that I don't really, I've always taught my children that I don't care if you like your teacher, if you don't like your teacher, if your teacher is a different color, if your teacher is a different whatever, you respect your teacher and you do your best. And that's all I can say. That's the truth about my beliefs.
Right. Another question I wanted to get to was you, and we're going to come back and wrap up with that again. You are a very aggressive board member. You spoke your mind.
I wouldn't say aggressive. I would just say that I'm not a yes person.
Okay.
I did my homework. I did my research and I asked questions because I believe that's what the public voted me to do.
Do you feel that rubbed maybe the president of the board the wrong way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you feel this was their way or some of the board, maybe the majority of your way of their way of getting you off the board because you were someone who questioned authority?
That thought entered my mind. I don't think it was the majority of the board. Okay. I do not.
But at least the people that had the power on the board.
It's possible, yes. Okay. The thought crossed my mind.
And that's a question we can ask Mr. Brozovich as well.
Of course.
Okay. Laurie, if you can sum this all up, what life has been like since then? Has it gotten back to normal for you? Do people still look at you like you are the devil?
Absolutely not. After this happened, I received so much support, so many people congratulating me on standing up for what is the truth. And actually, I've had a lot of people ask me to run again. But and so I've received a lot of love and a lot of respect, and I have so much more faith in humanity now. I've learned a lot. I've grown a lot. And I am a much happier person right now for having learned what I've learned about life in general.
This was hard on you and your family. How do you explain to your kids that mom's not a racist, that all of these things that people are saying about me are lies?
Well, I don't think we have to explain that to them. I think my kids know. My kids are a reflection of myself, and people that know my kids know. So I don't think I have to explain anything.
Was it tough for your daughter going to school?
You know, not really. I have to commend the teachers at her school for looking out for her. I respect them. I think we have some really great teachers at Minooka. I love the Minooka School District. I owe everything to those teachers for making her feel safe and loved. And I appreciate and thank them every day. I think they do an awesome job.
You going to run again?
Oh, Lord. Well, I don't know. I can't say that I've made that decision.
Okay. When's the next election? 2021?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, if you do, please let us know.
I will.
Is there anything else you'd like to add in closing here today?
I do think Minooka is an awesome school district. I've met so many wonderful teachers. And I think all of those teachers have the best interests of the kid at heart. And I am happy to live in Minooka and Shorewood and happy to have been a part of the school district.